Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Right. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So one of my listeners is fighting with his wife. His wife says there is no difference between the COVID vaccines. He thinks there is a difference. One is better than the other. What say I? So do I think one vaccine is better than the other? I wish nobody asked me that. You know, if you notice the way the government's kind of approaching it is we all need boosters. We all kind of roughly need boosters at the same time for Pfizer or Moderna. But I have detected a little bit of a difference. I have detected amongst, and this is very anecdotal. This isn't a study that I have conducted of peer reviewed and all that. But I have noticed that although Moderna seems to have, you know, more Moderna arm, maybe some higher rates of myocarditis, you know, some more kind of side effects. It does seem to have more potency. And we do seem to find that it might have longer lasting antibodies. Now, I don't want to say that Moderna is better because I don't know if you're going to react badly to it and less to Pfizer. And then if you're like, well, to heck with all vaccines, then I'd rather you get the Pfizer. I also don't want to recommend just get the Pfizer and then it not, you know, having as much immunity or producing as much immunity as Moderna, you get COVID, and then you're like, man, I should have got Moderna. So most of us doctors play it safe and say, look, we can't make that judgment because we really don't know. However, it's a fantastic question. And a question such that a study published in Science Translational Medicine might have found the actual difference between the two vaccines. Now keep in mind, the Pfizer, BioNTech, and the Moderna, they both use mRNA. They both use a lipoprotein to surround it, but there's different substrates. There's different ingredients in the vaccine. And interestingly, in this study, it looks like it affects the immune system a little differently. The Mayo Clinic study last year had said that Pfizer's effectiveness against COVID infection after, originally their efficacy was 95% and 94%. Then during Delta wave, Pfizer's efficacy dropped to 42%. Moderna's fell to 76%. So that kind of confirms what we saw, that people who got Moderna might have had some better protection. But why? They both generate strong levels of neutralizing antibodies. These antibodies will bind to the virus and prevent the virus from infecting cells. But they say the vaccines generated different antibody profiles. The Pfizer seemed to produce more IgG and IgM in the blood. The Moderna seem to cause more elevation of IgA. IgA antibodies are generally found on mucosal surfaces like the respiratory tract. So now you're like, so if the virus gets into the blood, Pfizer could do better good. But if the virus is getting in through your mucosal surfaces and you have more IgA to stop it, Moderna might be more effective. It's a fascinating finding, and it makes some sense. They say additionally, and this is being reported in Arts Technia, they say the Moderna vaccine spurred relatively higher levels of antibodies that activate immune cells called natural killer cells. It also generated higher levels of antibodies that activate immune cells called neutrophils. Neutrophils ingest and phagocytize invading germs, so we call them phagocytes. And they phagocytize is where you engulf. And it's a very potent form of immunity or immunologic process. So this study was led by Harvard immunologist and virologist Galit Alter. And they identified the differences by comparing antibody profiles of 28 people vaccinated with Moderna and 45 people vaccinated with Pfizer. The numbers were small. Participants were largely healthy young female medical workers. Not necessarily representative of the overall population. Didn't really look at immune responses over time. But it kind of looked at a snapshot of antibody profiles about a month after everybody got their second vaccine dose. So, yeah, we do need to do more research. And mind you, Moderna's vaccine is given in two 100 microgram doses 4 weeks apart. Pfizer BioNTech is giving it two 30 microgram doses 3 weeks apart. And if you notice, we've been having issues with Pfizer dosing when it comes to kids, such that they think that the pediatric dose, remember they had issues between in the infant to five-year-old age group, and they were thinking that they may have to consider three vaccine doses of the Pfizer because the Pfizer is the only one approved to kids. It might have to also do with the amount of dosing. But if somebody can't handle the higher dosing or the higher potency, then that's a problem. So, you know, to answer your question, I hate to get mixed up in couples' fights, you know, because as a woman and as a wife, I'd always like to think we're right, but his wife is wrong. There is a difference. These vaccines do differ by some of the ingredients. Even though they're supposed to act the same, they are different, which is why there was at first some hesitancy to mix and match. But now the government is saying, we don't mind if you mix and match. You can mix and match. Now, is that based on 20 years of science? No. But is it based on a year or two of science? Yeah. And in fact, some people are thinking maybe we do need to mix and match such that then you get the antibodies, not only IgG and IgM, but IgA. Now, the only problem with IgM is IgM antibodies only last a month. So that could be the issue, too. So, like, if I got an infection, my IgM would rise first, then it goes down, and the IgG picks up a month later. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel for being our producer. And, you know, thank God GCN doesn't have the drama like the Academy Awards did, and this Will Smith gate is going to last a little bit. There's obviously some little twists and turns. Now, apparently, Chris Rock made a joke after he got off stage. He handled it well. People thought that when Chris Rock was struck by Will Smith that it was fake and it was all set up. I didn't think it was fake because Chris Rock cussed. He said, whoa, Will Smith just slapped the blank out of me. So anybody who presents at the Academy Awards, they know that you can't cuss. They know this is prime time. So the fact that he was in shock, and that's also when we hear that people, you know, in the audience and people, you know, within the Academy knew something was up. And then when Will Smith continued to yell and shout out profanities, that's when things got serious. though, the final bit of evidence that I needed to know that this wasn't fake was then Chris Rock seemed to stumble a little bit, mixed just a couple of his words up, but he got through his set, finished it, presented the award, and did so professionally. It has definitely caused a lot of comedians to wonder, wait a second, all right, so what's next for our field? Because if you are at risk of being punched from the audience and nobody's going to do anything about it, nobody's going to protect you, then how safe are you? So Chris Rock, his ticket sales have gone up, but his, from what I understand, in his last, one of his first, shall we say, shows since this happened, happened yesterday, and he didn't really reveal too much because that the show was already prepped. And he even said, he goes, look, I already wrote my show before the weekend happened, so I'm not really going to talk about it. I will talk about it, but I'm still processing. And I think that's fair, you know, but it's one of those, you know, concerns that is this now going to be the next, is this going to be the new norm where violence is okay? But obviously it's not okay, but, you know, are you responsible? Do you have a duty? Do you have a responsibility with your set, your comedic set, to not be caustic, to not be inflammatory? And if that's the case, it could completely cripple what comedians do. If that's the case, Saturday Night Live would cease to exist because they'd be getting beat up all the time. You know, it's all about parodies. You know? So, Dana Carvey, David Spade, Saturday Night Live alums, they had on the episode of the podcast, they talked about how the attack that they saw reminded them of being bullied as children. Carvey said, I was triggered, because everyone talks about triggers. When I saw a very large person go full blank house physical on a person who's not smaller, but much smaller, and that just viscerally hit me, so I saw a bully. I was just taken back to my childhood. Where was security? Could anyone else have gotten away with that? Spade also said the incident was a dark moment for the craft. He said, I could jokingly say that slap in the face was a real slap in the face for comedy. On a serious note, this is a dangerous precedent. That was the straw that broke Will Smith's back. Spade also disagreed with Smith returning to the stage to accept the Best Actor award. He said, I honestly just don't think he should have been able to go get his award. I hate to say it, but there's got to be some consequence because you shouldn't be allowed to do that. So Joe Rogan had said it sets a terrible precedent for comedy clubs. Are people going to decide they're going to go on stage and smack the comedian now? Wanda Sykes was also angered. She said, I just felt so awful for my friend Chris. It was sickening, she said on the Ellen DeGeneres show. She said, I felt physically ill and I'm still a little traumatized by it. Amy Schumer also said she was still, quote unquote, triggered and traumatized. Some video was surfaced of Jada Pinkett Smith laughing after, you know, Will Smith hit him. Maybe it was a nervous laugh. Maybe she didn't realize the levity of the situation because, you know, Chris Rock, a lot of us laughed. If you notice, it was also very uncomfortable because when Chris Rock made that joke, you heard the audience laugh and people were like, gosh, why did the audience say something? It was, I think, a nervous laugh. You know, when a comedian is up there, the biggest honor you could give him or her is respond positively to their comments. So Chris Rock makes a joke that he just got, you know, his blank, you know, smacked out of him or whatever. And what does the audience do? Does the audience say, let's go get Will Smith? So they laughed as if it was a joke. So I could see both sides of Jada laughing, trying to show, I don't know if it was support of the comedian or if she was happy that it happened. I don't know. I can't say. But our freedom of speech is again, under the microscope here. And comedians have always pressed the envelope. That's what they do. That's why people listen. If somebody goes up there and says, you know, oh, yeah, so-and-so looks very good and this and it, who was it that, I think it was Steve Martin at the end of one Oscars, he goes, I'd like to thank Steven Spielberg. Why? Well, because it couldn't hurt. You know, or something like that, right? You know, and I mean, so, you know, they, somebody might find that offensive, but it's a joke, and that's what these movies have done. If any of you have ever seen Ted or Deadpool or a South Park, all it is offensive. It's offensive, offensive, offensive. If you watch Peacemaker with John Cena, a lot of things there are offensive. But it's under the guise of comedy. Those that are going to get offended, boycott it. Don't watch it. Those that, you know, find it funny, watch it. You know, comedy has always been one of those things where it tailors to certain taste. And so it attracts certain audiences. Now, we don't want hate speech. We don't want racism. We don't want, you know, things. We're trying to progress as a society on what's good and bad. But comedy seems to, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been to comedy shows and, man, do they press that, you know, they hit that line with people in the audience and they razz them and it's, you know, in fact, it's interesting. Eddie Murphy had done this with Dave Chappelle in The Nutty Professor. Dave Chappelle was razzing the audience, but with The Nutty Professor's role, he went too far about his weight. And then when The Nutty Professor came back skinny, because, you know, he took the potion, then he went and made fun of Dave Chappelle. So there's always been kind of this underlying tension between comedians and where are they going to go. And for those people that don't want to be picked on or ridiculed, they don't go. And they avoid it. For those that want to watch a show, they go. And so, you know, comedy is going to be, you know, controversial. The more controversial, the more they kind of talk about, you know, I think South Park did something where only old people could get the vaccine and everybody was running to the pharmacy and the other people were getting upset that only old people were getting, I guess, favored. You know, and that's what comedy does. Comedy does take things of life and they make a joke and it's all supposed to be about a joke. So, you know, whether Chris Rock knew that Jada Pinkett Smith had alopecia or not, if somebody makes a joke you don't like, you boo them. You don't laugh. It hurts. If you're on stage and you don't get a response, you feel it. It bites. You don't necessarily resort to violence. But it's interesting that you hear people say they're triggered, and you wonder if this might spawn lawsuits. Now, you know, Jim Carrey, you know, had said that Chris Rock should, or if it was him, he would be suing Will Smith for $200 million, I believe. You know, Chris Rock said he's not going to press charges, but, you know, is he going to sue Will Smith? I mean, is he going to sue the Academy? You get to present. It's a big honor for you to present. The people who win the award, this is their moment. I mean, did they lose out on their moment because Chris, I forget who won. I don't think anybody knows because, you know, it was hijacked with this. And I think a lot of people felt wrong. I wonder if that's going to turn to lawsuits. 1-877-DOLLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to launch bombs into Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky addressed Australian Parliament this morning.
The Russian aggression is destroying the lives of people, has become a real threat to your country and to your people as well, because this is the nature of the evil. It can instantly cross any distance.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to end the use of Title 42. A pandemic-era public health safety policy that both the Trump administration and Biden administration used to rapidly expel migrants at the border. By late May, the Biden administration will allow it to end. GOP lawmakers say it will open the floodgates of illegal immigration into this country. A line of severe storms ripped across the deep south overnight. Folks in Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas keep an eye to the sky. USA Radio News. Final Four men's basketball tournament continues Saturday. Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and Villanova. The championship game will be next week. There's a new law governing sports and gender in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill into law that prohibits transgender boys and girls from competing on sports teams consistent with their gender at public schools and colleges in the state. The law will require that a parent or guardian of a student at a public school, public charter school, or public college in the state who competes on a sports team sign an affidavit acknowledging their child's biological gender at birth and requiring them to only play on a sports team associated with that gender. He added he wasn't concerned with the potential of the NCAA removing events from the state after suggesting it may if the measure were signed into law.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a cluster of tuberculosis cases have been identified with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and local health department. The limited number of cases, less than 10, but still a small cluster. The state unified government public health department said Wednesday that patients are receiving appropriate treatment to help prevent additional cases. Some of these cases are known to be multi-drug resistant. These are multi-drug resistant, meaning they will not respond to the primary drugs that we use. Over time, they could be resistant, especially if we overuse antibiotics or if they come from areas where they are strains that are that can outsmart what we have. And I bring this up not because, you know, well, what happens in Kansas happens throughout the country. But I bring it up because I'd like any of you, if you have, you know, been kind of keeping up with where migrants are going, where they're being flown to. I think we need to just kind of be on the lookout for where some of our migrants may go to, and if we see clusters of illnesses. Remember we saw that with the measles? There was some measles outbreaks with some of the migrant facilities, and then we saw them northeast. It was after, I guess, a plane trip that brought some to that area. Well, in Ukraine, they have some of the highest levels of multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis. And so we, as health officials and doctors, medical professionals, need to kind of be aware that the medical makeup of our country may change. Now, I have no problem with us taking in refugees. And like I said, I have no problem with us taking in immigrants. I'm from my father's side. I'm a family from immigrants on my father's side. However, once we open up Title 42, or we let that sunset, and we are going to be taking in who knows how many millions of people through the border, one of the things that we do have to watch out for is tuberculosis. Now, tuberculosis was once called consumption. This has been one of the deadliest lung infections in history. Now, with recent advances, death rates have dropped, but they say currently a third of the world's population is infected with TB. A third of the world's population has TB. That means every three people in this world, one's got TB. That number is astronomical. It ranks in the top three causes of death. So tuberculosis was discovered back in 1882 by Robert Koch. Now, tuberculosis had been around, obviously, for a while, had killed people for centuries. But that's when they figured out it was from a bacteria called Mycobacterium tuberculosis. It's an acid-fascinating bacteria, which is significant for diagnosis purposes. It needs oxygen to survive. So tuberculosis really likes the lungs. Now, there's extra pulmonary tuberculosis, but the more common is lungs. And it's passed by aerosol droplet transmission. So when somebody coughs, sneezes, passes respiratory fluid, they could transmit TB. But it can also grow on contaminated surfaces, which is why prisons, dorms, people in very confined spaces could be at risk. So symptoms of tuberculosis is you could be coughing, a lot of times greater than a few weeks. You might cough up blood, which we call hemoptysis, pain with coughing and or breathing, weight loss, fatigue, fever, night sweats, chills, loss of appetite. Now, some of you may say, well, that sounds like COVID. Little different than COVID, but we do a chest x-ray. We're not going to mess around. Whether we think you have severe COVID, whether we think you have pneumonia, whether we think you have tuberculosis, we're going to get a chest x-ray. So that's kind of how we'll diagnose. If we see fluid in there, if we see a consolidation, an area of the lung that's obscured with fluid or infection infiltrate, if we see lymph node swelling, lymphadenopathy, that could signify you might have tuberculosis. Sometimes we see Gones lesions. Gones lesions are a necrotic, calcified focus of infection. And then sometimes we might see a Gones complex where you have both that calcified focus plus a lymph node involved. And we might be able to pick that up on x-ray. Then another thing we like to do is take cultures and know. You know, are you going to be sensitive to drugs or are you going to be drug resistant? So we take a sputum culture. Sometimes it takes a few weeks, but we can at least stain and be able to pick up preliminarily if you have it. Tuberculosis is very easily able to be spread, but there is a way for it to spread within the body. 15 to 20% of cases may be extrapulmonary, meaning beyond the lung. It can affect the GI tract, genital urinary tract, lymph nodes, even lining of the brain. When it goes throughout the whole body, we call it miliary tuberculosis. It'll hit the brain, heart, bone. Sometimes tuberculosis could be latent, and you have no symptoms, but then it could reactivate. So usually most treatments last about 6 to 9 months. We have multiple medications. We have like an intensive phase for 2 months. Then we have a continuation phase with not all the medicines. If you're latent, we'll do at least 9 months. We have to watch, of course, for liver toxicity, especially with one of the medications, the isoniazid. So we'll give also maybe, we'll watch for also your B6 levels. There is a vaccine. We don't necessarily give it a lot. It's not mandatory in the U.S., but the vaccine was created back in the 1920s, and it is the most common vaccine. But it's not the most effective, about 50% effective. And maybe one of the reasons is we have so many multiple drug resistant. It may also interfere with the PPD skin test. One of you had asked, you know, if you got the skin test, you know, is that the best way to know if you have tuberculosis? No, we actually will x-ray you to know, and we'll get the sputum culture. But the PPD skin test is a nice way to screen. It's just, if I need to diagnose you because you have symptoms, I'm going to x-ray you. So there's the PPD skin test that we could use. That's where we inject it, and then we read it 48 to 72 hours later. There's also the QuantiFERON, which is the interferon gamma release assay blood test. It's starting to replace the injectable tests because we could get the test results within 24 hours. So who's at risk of getting tuberculosis? Well, healthcare workers, prisoners, those in homeless shelters, those who drink alcohol and sadly, you know, are, I hate using the term alcoholic, but are very alcohol dependent. Those who are chronically debilitated, those with HIV are at higher risk. Now, countries with the highest rates of tuberculosis, this was as of 2017, the countries with the highest rates were India, Indonesia, China, Nigeria, South Africa, Philippines, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. But we also have cases in Afghanistan, a lot of cases in Ukraine. So as they come to the United States, you know, as refugees, obviously, that could obviously increase cases here in the U.S. They say 50% of all cases in the U.S. are usually from immigrants. So how do we prevent tuberculosis? Well, vaccination for those high risk, treating household contacts, anybody exposed or infected, you know, we treat. But, you know, homes need to have good ventilation. You have to avoid sick household contacts, avoid close quarters with large amounts of people. And, of course, education is huge. But, you know, if you remember last year, less than last year, about 6 months ago, Alejandro Mayorkas at the Immigration Law and Policy Conference had said that one in five migrants, and this was before Ukraine, have, quote unquote, an illness. And so COVID, the Delta wave was a big challenge at the time, but also mumps, measles, varicella, the tuberculosis, malaria, leishmaniasis, hepatitis A. So those are things we were watching with Afghan evacuees. So like I said, you know, if we do start getting these clusters, we need to identify and realize that our medical landscape's changing. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals,
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, when you're a doctor and you're in the media, you get some very interesting headlines coming your way. And you also get some very interesting cases in the medical literature. So one of the latest case reports we have here is about a man who injected his penis with cocaine. And what happens when you inject your penis with cocaine? Now, interestingly, this is one of the very few penis stories that we come across in medicine that doesn't have to do with sex. Apparently, he was an IV drug user who might have ran out of other intravenous access. So, New York doctors who work at Bronx Care Hospital Medical Center wrote up this case report. It's published in American Journal of Case Reports. And they say a 35-year-old patient presented to the emergency room, sadly, with excruciating and progressive penile and scrotal pain after having injected cocaine in the dorsal vein of his penis. What resulted? Well, he got foul-smelling discharge, swelling, purpura, which is bruising, swollen lymph glands in the groin region, necrosis, where there was death of the tissue, and it started turning black. I have pictures. You know, these case reports are very descriptive, very graphic. So, you know, viewer discretion advised. If you did want to look at the case report and see what happens when somebody, you know, chooses to use IV access in his genitals, this sadly is what happens. Now, he lived. There was no STD, no HIV. He was positive for hepatitis C antibody, suggesting previous exposure, which is, again, a reminder, people who do IV drugs can be also picking up hepatitis C. Hepatitis C could cause liver destruction, liver cancer, liver failure, not a good virus to get. Now, the patient had told doctors that he didn't have a problem the last couple times he did it. He had injected cocaine into the dorsal vein of his penis at least twice in the past 2 weeks. Nothing happened. So he didn't think anything was going to happen this time. He wasn't lucky. He developed a severe infection. It also caused loss of blood supply to surrounding tissue. It resulted in gangrene and necrosis. Now, I know some of you are looking at this going, I don't get how one injection can do this. Well, here's my thinking. My thinking is he did infect himself the previous times. And what cocaine does is it's a vasoconstrictor. So again, he wasn't doing this, I don't believe, for sexual pleasure. He was trying to get IV, get venous access. And those who inject drugs destroy their veins. And so they try to find an open patent vein that they could use. And so not only did he probably introduce infection, but when the cocaine caused vasoconstriction, you don't have blood flow to part of the organ. And then if infection sets in and you can't clear the infection out, it could be very exaggerated and very quick and severe. So it almost destroyed his genitalia. Miraculously, he got better. They had to do wound care, meaning they had to probably debride or cut off the dead parts of the skin. They gave him 5 days of IV antibiotics and then 5 days of oral antibiotics. They wanted to get him into rehab. He refused, and they said they lost him to follow-up, meaning they don't know, you know. We love follow-up because then we can see how are you doing at the 1 month, 1 week mark, at the 1 month mark, at the 3 month mark. No, no follow-up. And it's a shame because that's a sign that he's still using. So the study authors wrote this not because they wanted the shock effect, but they wanted to remind family members, remind doctors that, look, you know, you can't just look at somebody's arms, you know, in a way and you know, see if, okay, you know, they might be abusing drugs. There are sometimes unconventional routes that people might use. And it could be very, very dangerous and put them at risk of ungodly things. So something to think about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is horrific. A paramedic in California has allegedly sexually assaulted a teenage girl in the back of an ambulance while she was on the way to the hospital last week. Jason Dean Anderson, 22 years old of Wildomar, was arrested on Friday, charged with felony sexual penetration with bodily injury on a minor who was over 14. This is according to records from Riverside Superior Court. Anderson was working for American Medical Response, was on duty in the back of an ambulance when he allegedly assaulted the underage patient. This is according to Riverside County Sheriff's Department. The investigation revealed the suspect sexually assaulted and solicited sexual acts for the teenage patient during a medical transport. He was booked in the Coy Bird Detention Center for sexual assault related charges with a minor. And American Medical Response said in a statement it reported the matter to the Sheriff's Department following an internal investigation. They say the employee in question was placed on administrative leave during the course of our internal investigation and has not worked since that day the alleged incident took place. AMR will cooperate fully during the course of the Riverside Sheriff's investigation. Now, it was a 16-year-old girl. They say, according to her attorney, Dan Gillion, the client was transported from her school to a nearby Temecula Area Hospital. While there, was determined she was having a mental crisis and she had to be taken by ambulance to a hospital in Los Angeles. That's when she got assaulted. There was one, usually the paramedics, there's two of them, but one's driving. And then the other one's with the patient. So the girl was actually restrained. Because she was going through a mental crisis, she was restrained. So this was just horrific. And this isn't the first time this has happened. In fact, he told the teen he's done this before. He says, I do this all the time, he told the victim. He was released on $75,000 bond. I wouldn't let him out, but. So she froze. I don't even know if she was able to yell. Usually, and I told you guys, sometimes you just freeze and you don't say anything because you're just in shock. And also, she might have been sedated also because she had a mental crisis at the first Temecula Hospital. While she, you know, and it was a long ride from Temecula to L.A. And so, sadly, this happened. This isn't the first time. Remember a few years ago, there was another case where somebody was getting assaulted in the back of an ambulance. I don't get it. I don't get how somebody could dedicate their life to health care and do this kind of stuff. And it really shakes people's faith in those in medicine. Now, we talked about that medical student, that fourth-year medical student who was bragging about needle-sticking a person twice, kind of pretending that she couldn't get the blood the first time because he looked at her pronoun pin and made some comments that mocked it. He's wrong, but in medicine, you are not supposed to assault a patient by sticking them extra with a needle. You know, it's shaking people's faith in those who are dedicating their lives to medicine. And it does take a special person. I'm not saying that to, you know, try to make, you know, those in my profession look like, you know, heroes, but it really takes a special person to be able to have that objectivity. And that's why we go through such grueling schooling, so we could weed out those who are going to be, you know, discriminatory, those who are going to be predatory. But sadly, people get through. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.